You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line today is the nationally renowned duo Diamond and Silk, two outspoken and enthusiastic supporters of Donald Trump, the leading GOP presidential contender. Diamond and Silk have made numerous media appearances as a result of their provocative and hard-hitting YouTube videos. Diamond and Silk, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you ladies today?
We're wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Very good. Yes, I'm a big fan of your YouTube channel, which is called The Viewer's View, I believe, and we will have that linked when we post this program. And I've been watching your videos for months now. You guys have really generated a lot of attention, to say the least. And Diamond, just to get started, can you maybe explain why you are supporting Donald Trump?
Well, I'm supporting Donald Trump because he wants to secure the border. That means he wants to keep us safe. He wants to bring back our jobs where we can thrive again. Mm-hmm. And he wants to bring back spirit by uniting this country.
That's right.
That's why I'm supporting Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Okay, Silk, your turn. How about you? Why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Well, number one is my choice. It's my choice to do so. It's my mind that because I want to do so. And he resonates with me, with us 100%. The things that he talks about that needs to happen to help get this country out of this economic crisis is something that I do not hear from the rest. I hear it only solely from him. He's talking common sense instead of politics, and he resonates with me 100%.
Not only you, but millions of people across this country, you know, the things that Donald Trump is talking about are resonating very deeply.
Yes.
With so many people across this country. And I'm curious, when did you two ladies jump on the Trump train? Was it right when he announced his candidacy?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, when definitely. He announced it. Mm-hmm. I was looking at CNN and I said, oh, that's Donald Trump. I called Silk. I said, Silk, cut on your TV, girl. Donald is announcing that he's running for president.
And I cut on my TV.
And then she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, this is going to be our next president.
Mm-hmm.
So we was on the Trump train from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we started making videos about Donald Trump because we saw how the media was trying to throw him under the bus and call him out of his name.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't like that, so we had to talk about it. And we talked about it on our YouTube channel. The craziest thing, we didn't know all these people were going to hear us.
We didn't know that now.
Right, yeah, and that's what's been so interesting about your story is, you know, you sort of just started making these videos. And, you know, mm-hmm. anybody that's not familiar, I'd certainly encourage you to go over and check out the YouTube channel and some of the videos you ladies have done. You've also made numerous media appearances, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you've really generated a lot of controversy, a lot of attention. And, you know, it's been a very interesting development. And I do want to talk more about the mainstream media's coverage of Trump's campaign and his candidacy. Before we do that, and you both of you kind of alluded to this already, but in your opinion, and Diamond, let's start with you, what are the most important issues in this election?
The fact that we want to feel safe. So secure us. Make sure that we're safe. The fact that people are tired of being underemployed
mm-hmm.
or unemployed. So bring back good jobs, opportunities where people can become gainfully employed.
Mm-hmm.
And people are tired of this divide in our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to bring back spirit. It's time to unite. Remember, this is the United States, not the divided states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us to come together as one race, and that's the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Now, Silk, what are the most important issues, in your opinion, in this election?
It is most definitely the protection of America. Also, the jobs. The jobs being outsourced from America to other countries where there is free trade instead of fair trade. It's time for us to have fair trade where if we're going to outsource jobs, we get something from it instead of our jobs being outsourced and American people unable to work and feed their families. So when I hear Mr. Trump talk about bringing back our jobs from overseas, that's going to give opportunity back to everybody to be able to get back to work. Whenever there's no opportunity, there's no spirit, people begin to devalue themselves, their surrounding, and they care less for whatever's going on in the world. But when people have the opportunity to work, to make money, to take care of their family, their household, the spirit that it does to the family man, to the family union, is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So when I hear Mr. Trump talking about bringing that back, mm-hmm. the jobs back, to get people back to working again, do you know that can cut down on crime, mm-hmm. on the hatred that's going on,
the divide,
on the anger, on the divide? Mm-hmm. Just people having the opportunity to get back and become a family again. And then the unity. It is so time for unity. It's so time for us to start looking past the skin color and start looking into the present, that we all matter, all of our lives matter, mm-hmm. and that we are all Americans, that there's only one race, and that is the human race.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, yeah, and some of the things that the main talking points and the main issues that Trump has sort of made front and center of his campaign, really since he announced his candidacy, have been, as you mentioned, the destructive effects of globalization and free trade, and how literally our economy, the base of our economy, our manufacturing, our heavy mm-hmm. industry, has been outsourced to China, to Mexico, mm-hmm. to many other third world nations. And Donald Trump is making this front and center in his campaign. And also, a little bit more controversial is his stance on immigration.
Most definitely.
Right. And you know, prior to Donald Trump getting involved in the election, who was out there talking about illegal immigration? Who out there was talking about free trade and the disastrous effects of you know, economic globalization and these free trade deals? And it, to my knowledge, no one really was. So Donald Trump has injected these very important issues, these very important topics, into the political discourse.
Right.
Absolutely. Listen, no one was talking about anything about securing our borders, about the illegal immigrants that's in our country. Mm-hmm. Nobody until Donald Trump started talking about it.
That's right.
And now everybody is trying to run on his platform. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't need another insider, because they're all talking, no action. Mm-hmm. These people have been in office for years and haven't done anything. They are okay with illegal people running in our country, mm-hmm. and we don't need to know these people.
Exactly.
If you're going to come into this country, come in this country legally.
Legally.
Do what the other immigrants did.
That's right.
They got in line, they waited their turn, and now they are citizens. And what does that say to the immigrants of this country that did it the right way?
That's
to let
right.
illegals come over here and just run amok.
Exactly.
So listen, if we don't have order, we're going to have chaos.
That's right.
And when Donald Trump came along, what he wants to do is create order so that right. everything can run smoothly and Americans can come up.
And how is it fair to America that when you do something illegal here in the United States, you get locked up?
That's right.
But you have people coming across that border illegally, and they're able to get housing, mm-hmm. food, clothes,
right.
medical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how fair is that to the American people that's
right.
here working day and night and can have make ends meet, but you have illegal immigrants coming here where our tax dollars have to take and support them, and they're not even paying nothing into the system, they're getting paid under the table. Mm-hmm.
So that's why they need to be an American.
Yeah, and you know, not only that, we not only have you know, millions of illegal immigrants in our country, you know, draining our resources, they're also organizing and you know, marching in the streets of Washington, D.C., demanding yeah. citizenship, demanding
Absolutely.
Benefits.
You know what? But why don't they march in their own country for those rights?
Mm-hmm.
Don't come over here and march for those rights. Because you don't even belong in this country. You're in here illegally. March for those rights in your own country. That's what they should be doing.
That's right.
Don't march from them over here, because it's time for the American people to be taken care of.
That's
now,
right.
It's time for somebody to look out for the American people. And that's what we love about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to work for the people and not against the people. And everybody want to be mad at Donald Trump, but at least he listened to what the American people want and what they need. And that's why he's resonating. That's why he's leading in the polls. And
mm-hmm.
listen, that's why we're looking for him to be the next president of the United States.
Right. Now, incredibly, I mean, Trump's comments on immigration and building a wall, deporting illegals, putting a moratorium on Muslim immigration, these have all been very, very controversial statements, very politically incorrect, to say the least. But they're entirely legitimate and rational public policy proposals, given the circumstances of our disastrous immigration situation. And
absolutely.
Really, from the very beginning, we've seen critics of Trump, and certainly the mainstream mass media, denounce him as a racist and as a bigot. And really, all he's saying is, look, we need to enforce our laws.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
And when he was talking about Muslims, he was saying, place a temporary ban.
Yes.
Okay, the government, this administration, you don't know how to properly vet these people coming into our country.
Mm-hmm.
We have people coming in here wanting to cut off our heads,
mm-hmm.
gun people down, all because they don't like Americans.
That's right.
Since you don't know how to properly vet these people that's coming from certain countries, how about we place a temporary ban?
Mm-hmm.
See, what the mainstream media do is
yes.
take it and twist it and turn it, and they take his words out of context.
Yes.
And then what they do is they call him out of his name
mm-hmm.
because it's like they're the ones trying to decide the election.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the people, is not going to let that happen.
That's right.
We don't need them feeding us a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
We can think for ourselves, and the we, the people, will be deciding this election.
That's right.
Very well said, yeah. And I think Donald Trump is really sort of discrediting the mainstream mass media because they have truly been so dishonest in their reporting on his campaign and some of the statements he's made. There
mm-hmm.
clearly seems to be an agenda directed against him. And I don't mean to say that every single, you know, sort of mainstream journalist is out to get Donald Trump. I don't think that that's the case. But I think, you know, sort of generally speaking, the corporate-owned, you know, mass media is doing everything in their power to discredit Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that seems very clear. And I know you guys have made a number of videos about this topic, in particular as it relates to Megyn Kelly of Fox News. So could you comment on the mainstream media's coverage of Trump?
Well, here's the deal. I always say this here.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you see them smearing you, that means they fear you.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly why people need to get out and vote for him.
That's right.
Because they know he's going to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Megyn Kelly, she's a bobblehead. Kelly Megan, whatever her name,
whatever.
She's a bobblehead. And all she's doing is using her platform to get ratings. So she sit and she talk about Donald Trump 24
mm-hmm.
hours a day. Every time she's on TV, she got to say something about Donald Trump, and she says it negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And see, these people, these are part of the elitist.
Yep.
They fear him because he's going to make changes. And see, when you see him doing that, you need to really run to the polls.
That's
and
right.
vote for him. Donald J. Trump is who you need to vote for.
And that's
for.
The reason why we started the Ditch and Switch Now movement.
That's right.
We're telling all Democrats and independents to ditch the Democrat plantation and the independency and go to Republican to vote for Donald Trump. Really, ditch being a Democrat to Trump. Pretty much,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that you can vote for Donald Trump in a primary and be ready to vote for him in a general election.
That's
and
right.
we started a website, ditchandswitchnow.com, to go ahead and get your party changed so that you can vote for Donald Trump and you won't be bamboozled by the MSM,
mm-hmm.
the GOP, the mm-hmm. RNC.
And remember, a vote for Donald Trump is victory over the establishment. Yes.
Right. Yes. And I have there's a couple more topics I want to bring up here before we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, you know, we talked about how the media is really out to get Donald Trump. That seems very clear. But it's not only the media. It is the entire political establishment, really. Now, of course, we know the Democrats are going to go after Donald Trump because he's a Republican, obviously. But we've
right.
even seen the GOP, the main the leaders of the Republican Party, trying to essentially discredit and prevent Donald Trump from gaining their own party's nomination, despite his popularity, despite how well he's done in all the polls and all the primaries and the caucuses and whatnot. So can you comment on this as well? I mean, what is your take on the way in which the Republican Party establishment and you know, Conservative Inc., the people
mm-hmm.
that have dominated the right and the Republican Party for decades now, what is
mm-hmm.
your take on the way in which they are going after Trump?
Well, you know, I think it's so sad because they run on a conservative platform.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about how conservative they are. They talk about they clutch onto their Bibles. I'm very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that Bible says, thou shall not steal.
That's right.
And when I see them going against the front runner, he's been the front runner since he's been in the race.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear people like Curly Hoglin say that the people won't decide who the nominee, but the GOP, what they're trying to do is they're trying to steal this nomination away for Donald Trump,
yes,
and they're trying to control an election, mm-hmm, and we the people can't let that happen. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
And if the Republican Party don't get it together, they're going to mess around.
That's
and they're
right.
going to be obsolete, because when this is over, people will be going either to independent or unaffiliated.
And
don't
want to
be bothered with either party.
That a house that is divided will not stand.
That's right. A house that's divided against itself is not going to stand.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for everyone to line up behind the front runner, and that's Donald J. Trump, because I guarantee you he can beat Hillary.
Yes.
If he couldn't beat Hillary, there's no way that the mainstream media will be smearing him. They
that's
smear
right.
him because they know yeah. he can beat Hillary.
That's right.
Now, one final question I have is, what is your take on these rowdy protesters and demonstrators showing up to these Donald Trump rallies? And this has been going on for a very long time. You know, it's sort of increasing in intensity in the past few weeks. But what's your take on the way in which these protesters show up and, you know, act like they're legitimately expressing their First Amendment right by disrupting Donald Trump rallies and confronting and in some cases violently assaulting Donald Trump supporters?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Listen, I think they should be arrested.
That's
first
right.
of all, because
mm-hmm.
you're going in there being disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not using your First Amendment speech.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that you have freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
The protester should be arrested is what I last heard.
The protesters should be arrested. And we understand that they want to have free speech, but they can feel free to speak their speech in the streets, not inside of Donald Trump's rally.
Exactly.
It is. I am appalled by it.
Yes.
They should be arrested for inciting violence is what they're doing.
Yes.
And they're trying to incite a riot is what they're doing. They should be arrested because Donald Trump, that event is paid for. He paid for that building. He paid to speak on that stage. Those people came out there to see him. They didn't come out there to see those protesters act a fool.
That's
and
right.
each and every one of them should be arrested
That's
and let
right.
the law take its course. I don't care if they locked up for the next 10 years
That's
for acting
right.
a fool.
And if somebody come in there in your studio right now and start acting a fool, you're going to tell them to get out of here.
That's right.
Get them out of here.
You sure is.
You're
not going to let nobody sit there and shut your stuff down.
That's right.
And so that's got to stop.
It
that's
has to
got
stop.
To stop.
Yes.
Well, one thing that is very clear is America is becoming more and more polarized with Donald Trump's candidacy. You know, people either seem to love the man or hate the man. So it's definitely an interesting election, certainly the most interesting election I've ever witnessed in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. I think in one of the points you ladies were making in one of your recent videos I just watched last night is that we the people, we are the ones driving the conversation. We are
mm-hmm.
the ones who are going to decide this election, not the political establishment, and most certainly not the mainstream mass media. It's time for the independent media to shine and really get the truth out about what's going on in America today. And I think you ladies are both doing a great job of doing just that.
Well, thank
you. Oh, my God.
You.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
you.
Now, real quick, before we wrap up, could you please just give out your website and your YouTube information? And, of course, we will have all this linked when we post the program.
All right. Our website is diamondandsilk.com. You can like us on Facebook, Diamond and Silk. Follow us on Twitter, Diamond and Silk. You can also visit the Diamond and Silk store at diamondandsilkstore.com. And our YouTube channel is called The Viewer's View. Or just Google
Diamond and Silk.
Very good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for having us.